Now, if you like to live by numbers, then today is the day for you. It's 11, 12, 13, the 11th of the 12th, 2013. And some people believe that consecutive dates like this have a rather spooky significance. Did you know it's possible to literally sum up your day, if you pardon the pun, with a bit of mathematical magic? Well, that's according to numerologists like Jane Alton, anyway. So let's hear from Jane as to what this special day potentially has in store. Jane Alton, morning to you.
Thanks.
Oh, hello. First off, can you tell us just a little bit about how numerology actually works?
Numerology is about what you're here to do this lifetime. The theory is we choose to be born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete what we're here to do. And when we know what we're here to do, it can explain why certain people are in our world, why certain situations might keep coming up. Most of us have lessons to learn. A lot of us have karma to turn around, etc. So it's looking at your life in a whole new way and understanding what's really going on. Basically, if you're doing what you've been put on this planet to do, things can fall into place and can happen more quickly.
And you can work out how every day is going to go just by adding up the numbers?
Yeah. I mean, we use numbers every day. To a certain extent, they define our lives, you know, our dress size, our age, how much we've got in our bank account. And they're powerful tools, but they're also sacred symbols. Every number represents an energy, a cycle. Everything evolves in cycles. So from someone's name and date of birth, I do life maps and relationship charts, etc. Just, you know, the journey, if you like. So, you know, their energies every single day. I do every day in terms of numerology on my website, for instance. So, the numbers, there's a unique set of numbers from every date.
Okay, well, today happens to be my fiancé's birthday, the 11th of the 12th, 13th. So, a good day to have a birthday today? What can we expect? Forecast today for us, Jane, and what do we need to maybe avoid doing as well?
Well, today's a very intense, there's very, very intense energies at work today. The starting point, the 11, and the actual mission, if you like, that comes from today is an 11 as well. So 50% of the energies today are this very powerful 11, which is what some people call a master energy. And if you visualise an 11, it's like a straw. It's about amazing wisdoms coming through on the two of emotion. And we've also got lots of intense energies pulling you in different directions. The 11 and 12 reduced to 2-3, which is, we call it the Peter Pan number, up with brilliant ideas, down with emotion. And also you've got the 1-2-3 there, which the 1 is masculine, the 2 is feminine. So it's up and down with emotion and the masculine and feminine sides of each of us, you know, being pulled in different directions. So it's actually very good to try and go with the flow today. The challenge is to keep the harmony. We might get frustrated, things don't go according to plan. We might be worried about, you know, failure or thing, or just try not to worry too much if things aren't going according to plan. Try and go with the flow, stay positive, laugh a lot, because there's very, very intense energies at work today. There's a lot going on in our heads that we can't always put into words, and it's about going with the flow.
So if we just go with the flow today, things will sort themselves out naturally, if you like.
Conscious there's some intense energies going on today.
Okay. It's been great to speak to you.
That's all right. Thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Numerologist Jane Alton, thank you very much indeed. So the message to Emma on her birthday is basically just go with the flow. So if you don't like that present I've bought you, just run with it. It'll be absolutely fine.